time for a look ahead at some audio-described theatrical treats for you and some international travel as well. Each month, we chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description. And Anne, you're back from your travels.
I am, yes. Freshly back from Albania.
But it wasn't a holiday, though. This was work, wasn't it? Or a little bit of holiday in there as well.
Yes, I did. I did have one day sightseeing in Tirana, but I was actually over there to work with people who work in the cultural industries in Tirana. And also there was a couple of people who came from other cities in Albania. And they're really just at the start of their journey, I would say, in looking at how to make galleries, museums, heritage places, and theatre, of course, more accessible for blind and visually impaired people who might want to come along to the shows and might want to come along to a tour or a gallery visit and find out what's there and what it looks like.
So were you there kind of giving them, I suppose, almost the whole raft of things around touch tours, audio description, pre-show notes, writing scripts and all sorts around, well, I suppose, describing maybe artifacts and so on as well? Pretty hectic time?
It was a hectic time. I only had 4 days to cover all that list that you've given there and more. So it was pretty full on. 2 days were concentrating more on things that don't move, so more your visual arts, your museums, doing handling visits in those places, and just thinking about scripting those, the possibility of recording them, but very much trying to put two-dimensional, three-dimensional pieces into words. And then the other 2 days, really just an introduction to audio description in the theatre, because there are so much to learn when you're describing, and you've just got to fit things into little gaps and prioritise on what you're going to describe and think about your language and assess how that works. So we were really, really lucky in that we had a blind person and a partially sighted person come along, be there on the day, help with the visual impairment awareness and etiquette, and also give their opinion about things that they'd heard. And I might give the learners an exercise to do, and they would comment on that and give their feedback. So that was invaluable too. But really just to scratch the surface and just begin the journey. And also, I feel physical access isn't great at many of their buildings. And also, I was struck by a lot of the pavements I was walking along. Suddenly, you just get a hole in them. So if you're a wheelchair user, or if you have a mobility impairment, maybe as well, as a sight impairment, It's quite a challenge just getting from A to B and finding your way around. And obviously, all those sorts of things, the physical access needs to be in place before we can even start working on the description of the contents and so on. So they have some challenges ahead, but everybody made me really welcome, and they were so willing and keen to learn and so excited and ambitious and wanting to get started. So it felt really, really positive.
A country has come to you, Anne. That must be great. But it sounds like there's a real desire to open up the arts. You know, we obviously talk about the arts for blind and partially sighted people, audio description, the touch tours and things like that. But it sounds like there is a real desire to open it up to more and more people. You know, good culturally, but also good financially as well.
Yes, I think there's, in some areas, there's still a sort of feeling that disabled people don't go out and wouldn't go out. And so all these barriers maybe that we had in the past a long time ago, they're tackling those now and trying to dismantle the barriers that are stopping people engaging. And it was interesting because it came about, the reason the contact there got in touch was she had worked with a disabled Turkish illustrator who I ran some online training with a couple of years ago. Really interesting. So someone from Turkey had recommended me to someone from in Albania, and that's how I got to
There you go. Word of
go.
mouth. Well, and good luck with the rest of that, and do let us know how things go on over there, if you're heading back, or how things are progressing. But we're going to concentrate just on a couple of items, some forthcoming events. You do loads and loads of stuff. We will give details a little bit later, and the calendar's there for people to look at as well. But I thought we would do a bit of a classic production and maybe a musical. And The 39 Steps is a fantastic film. I've never seen the stage show and didn't actually know there was a stage show.
Yes, this is a stage show, but it is a stage show with a difference in that we just have a handful of actors taking on all the parts. So this is being tackled by a company who have done one or two Hitchcocks before, and they do them at quite breakneck speed, and you have to very much stay on the ball with who's who, which part are they playing, how are we getting from A to B, how are the different locations being created. And so a little bit of a challenge for the describer there, because obviously, if you haven't got many actors but they're playing lots of different parts, part of the humour and the style is knowing who is playing which part, and also how the different characters are being created. So, if they're having a change of costume or they're just putting on a hat, what are they doing, which conveys to the sighted audience that they are now somebody different? How does the sighted audience know we have moved from one place to another? Probably in very little time. So, I think it is one certainly based on this sort of style of production before, where the description is so helpful for keeping up with what is going on and how things are changing and who is now playing who. So I think if you listen to it without the description, it might be a little bit confusing to follow, but hopefully with the description, it will all fall into place.
Is it a good one if you like your spies and your espionage thrillers?
Yes, plenty to get into there, I would say. This one's being done at the Bolton Octagon. It's on the 3rd of May, and it's a matinee performance. And as usual, we'll be offering a touch tour where we take you on the set, have a walk around. Quite often, the actors come to say hello too. We can show you some of the different pieces of costume, different properties, different bits of set, so that you're very much more in the picture before the show itself gets underway.
And just to remind people as well, Anne does cover sort of local shows as well as the touring productions too. We'll give you contact details a little bit later. And a big show that is touring, and one I'm really looking forward to as well, is Bat Out of Hell.
Who doesn't like a bit of Meatloaf, hey? Just great songs. Every time I work on this show, I think, oh, I love this song. Oh, I love this song. So it's quite a spectacular production. It is, of course, a love story. It's set in this futuristic environment. There's an underground group of kids who are trying to avoid beaten up by the police. There's a young woman whose father is in control with lots of authority, but she, of course, is attracted to the handsome young leader of all the kids who gather underground, and they meet and they fall in love. And so we follow them on their journey. And there's a wonderful scene where he's riding his motorcycle and she's on it with him. And we think there's tragedy, but one way or another, it all comes right in the end to this background of these stomping great tunes. And in this new production, which is touring, the band are on the stage as well. So the music is coming right at you. It's not all really heavy. I mean, there's some quite anthemic numbers in there, but yeah, this is definitely one to see. I have to say, working on this one, we tend to see a lot more men come along to this, in some in their leather jackets and so on.
Where and when are you describing this one then, Anne?
So we've got two dates coming up, not too far away. The first one's the 24th of April, and that's at the Grand Theatre in Leeds. And then again in July, so in the summer on the 19th of July, Bat Out of Hell will be at Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. So Wolverhampton, that's a matinee performance, but the Leeds date on the 24th of April, that's an evening show.
Fantastic. Now, Anne, if people would like to check out your bulging calendar of events or would like to get in touch with you to learn more about audio description, how do they do that?
The best way is probably through the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. We have an events page on there with a calendar, and if you're having difficulty accessing the calendar, then it's all there as a Word document as well. If you want to drop us an email, maybe check if something's being done or the time for a touch tour, that's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook, Mind's Eye Description, and we're on X at Mind's Eye Arts. So there are lots of ways to keep in touch. We love getting messages and hearing from people and trying to keep you all abreast of what's coming up. So do get in touch if you want a bit more information.
Well, Anne, we'll let you get some well-deserved rest after your international travels. We'll catch up with you again next month, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's lovely. Thanks very much, Alan.